And now to the land of 10,000 lakes. That's where the Minnesota FFA has unveiled their brand new 2019-2020 state officer team. Of course, that was at the recently concluded state convention. Meet them now for yourself.
Hello, Minnesota FFA. Here on stage with us, we have the brand new state officer team. Let's hear it for them.
We are so excited to have this new leadership leading us in 2019 and 2020. My name's Sam Johnson, and this is Morgan Krause. And these are the fine individuals leading our organization. Standing next to me is your next state president, Leif Arsvold, from the Plainview Elgin Millville FFA chapter. You know, as we go through this process, there's a lot that's to it. Can you explain for the audience a little bit more about kind of how you got here through the process?
I like to say that this process started a long time ago. You know, when we first were some ninth graders seen up here in these stands, that's when this process started. We started understanding the true beauty of FFA. We're just so lucky to be here. The actual process itself is long, it's extensive, it's a day and a half, and we're lucky to make it out. And we have so many more beautiful faces who went through this process. They're just as deserving. And so we're going to do our best to serve Minnesota FFA to make them proud.
New state treasurer right here, Miss Maddie. Maddie, what's going through your mind right now?
There's like so much. I'm so happy and excited. I really can't say other than I cannot believe that I have the honor to change out this blue jacket and keep it on for another year to serve and represent our Minnesota State FFA members, guests, and everyone else. And I am so excited. So thank you everyone for this wonderful opportunity.
You know, everyone has their own reason for going through this process and serving the organization in this capacity. Nick, kind of what is your reason for being up here on stage now?
I think my main reason to run was to represent all of those wonderful members of Minnesota FFA. And I am proud to wear this blue jacket. I am proud to put Minnesota on my back. I am proud of all those members that inspired me, that I inspired over these years. I am so proud to wear this jacket.
This state officer team just got elected to represent 11,000 FFA members of Minnesota. We have our new state reporter, Britton. I mean, there's so much that you're going to do this year. What are you looking forward to?
Just working with every single member that belongs to the Minnesota FFA organization and getting to know people on a more personal level.
You know, as you can see and hear and kind of feel the excitement of all the people who you get to represent this next year, and you all come from different walks of life. You know, kind of how did your FFA journey lead you to here today?
For sure. It's kind of funny. I'm actually a homeschool student, and I was able to be in FFA because of my chapter's outreach program. And I started being in the very back row, scared to even talk to anybody. And today, that's my greatest passion. I love people, and I love to work with them. And it's an honor to be able to be up here and serving each of you this year.
Congratulations again.
We have our new state sentinel, Miss Savannah. How's it going?
It's going awesome.
So this 90th FA convention theme is Aspire to Be. What do you aspire to be in this upcoming year?
Yeah. Oh, well, first of all, I just want to say this is definitely a humbling experience, and I give God all the glory. And I aspire to be someone who can just use the gifts that he's given me to really make an impact for the members at a personal level. So.
Awesome. Let's hear it for this new state officer team.
You know, I think I can speak for everyone in the crowd and across the state that we are in great hands for this next upcoming year. Everyone has a different reason for being here and a different story, and that's the great, great thing about FFA is that it brings walks of life all together in a great place like this. So again, congratulations to all of you.